is Idaho Sports Talk with Prater in the Ballgame on Sports Radio 95.3 FM and 1350 AM. The Ticket.
Got a packed hour, Rock Jocks Pop. But first, Prater, let's get to our Bronco Nation News Report. Joining us, Fat Guys Fresh Deli Hotline, BJ Raines, our partner. Obviously, a big win last night, BJ. What was your, first off, welcome. What was your big takeaway? What stood out to you with this win last night?
Well, yeah, I know you guys have been talking about it for an hour already, but we'll talk about it a little more. It was a big win, and this team's rolling, so they deserve the attention. And it was just a great win. Being there in Logan, it was by far, I think, the best atmosphere they've played in on the road this season. The students were getting into it. It was hostile, and it's obviously going to be that way on Saturday, so it was a good warm-up for that. But I was just impressed with their resolve. You know, they got down six, got down eight, and they didn't panic. This team just doesn't panic, and they hit huge shots. And to come back and see what Milad and Armouche did, 22 points, 19 rebounds. To see Marcus Shaver go 0-for-10 and just, you know, have the confidence to take that game-winning shot. I just thought there was a lot to like, and that easily could have been a game where in previous years they would have wilted away down the stretch and they were able to pull it out. And I just thought it was very, very, very impressive. You're getting a different feel about this team moving forward.
14-4, 5-0, obviously, in the league, BJ. Is the top 25 at some point possible with this team? I know there's a big two games coming up.
It's crazy to think about, and I think that Bakersfield loss is going to really hurt them. It's just going to pain them, like when me or Mike Prater get on the scale. I mean, it's not going to go away, and it just does, it's not very good. That Bakersfield loss is going to kill them. But it's possible that they rank it on how you're playing right now. If they win Saturday, they're going to have to be in the mix and probably get some votes. I mean, you talk about a 12-game winning streak with multiple wins. A quad one win would be on Saturday if they win that one. So I don't think it happens Monday, but I think they're a week or two away if they can keep winning. I mean, they were one win last year away from getting in the top 25. They were the number 26 team. They were the top receiving votes team last year one week and then lost that next week, or they would have been ranked. So not yet, but it's, you know, when they were 3-4, I don't think that was anything we were thinking about. Is this team going to have a chance to be ranked? And here we are talking about it. But it is possible if they keep winning, I think.
Talking Boise State basketball, Bronco Nation News, BJ Raines. Do it every Friday right here on Idaho Sports Talk at 4 o'clock. BJ, let's dive into a couple of those two big games that Johnny mentioned. And, you know, handicapping this league race, that's kind of a two-part question here. Boise State, the only 5-0 team in the conference. There's three undefeated teams in the conference, and Boise State plays two of those two teams in these next few games. First of all, let's just talk about the standings and where Boise State sits and the advantage that they have right now.
Well, I think that the one thing with Wyoming and San Diego State is they both have a lot of games to make up. They're going to be playing a lot of games here to catch up because Wyoming's only played two games. They had a long COVID pause, they played three. San Diego State's only played two. They've been out for 2 weeks. So San Diego State starts the three games in 5 days that Boise State just did. They start that tomorrow. So I think, this league race, I hate to say it, is going to come down to who makes up the most games, who gets the right games at home versus not having to play on the road. I think how the schedule plays out could really impact this moving forward. If some teams, say, don't have to go to San Diego, or if a team doesn't have to, you know, go somewhere else on the road, and if Colorado State doesn't have to go somewhere. So I don't forget about Colorado State and Fresno. They both only have one loss, and I know it's easy to look at Wyoming and San Diego State, but I think Colorado State is still right there in the mix at 4-1, and Fresno State looks really, really good to me, and Boise State's got to go there next week to Fresno. They've only got one conference loss as well. So I think this is still a five-team race, and I think it's really going to be down to the wire. But I think Boise State, being at 5-0, they've played the most conference games out of anybody, and they've won them all, and they've already won at three tough places to play when you talk about Reno and Albuquerque and then Logan last night. So I think Boise State certainly is in a prime position, and it's crazy we're talking about this, but I think Boise State has a legitimate chance to win the Mountain West this year if they can keep things rolling.
BJ, you mentioned Colorado State a couple of times. They obviously owe Boise State a home game. Is that going to happen? Is it guaranteed to happen? Any idea when it could happen?
Yeah, I was looking at the possible dates. I think they can shoehorn it in, and I'm looking at potentially on a Sunday, February 13th, the day before Valentine's Day. That's a day where both teams could squeeze it in there with a short time frame, but the league has not said anything. I think they're just taking this kind of 1 week at a time, and they'll see if another gets canceled, and they need to move it together. But I think they do want to get this game played. You're talking two of the top teams in the league. You definitely want to get this game played for a lot of reasons, computer rankings and all that. And so, they still have to make up Boise State's game in Laramie too. So they've got to find a time for Boise State to go to Laramie. And I don't know if they try to, you know, do that when they go to Colorado State at the end of the season and do something there. Yes, I think they want to get it in. And if I had to pick a date that works out, at least in my mind, as of now, look for Sunday, February 13th as a potential option.
Please, BJ. No, please, Leon. Do not play on Super Bowl Sunday. Do not do that to us, Leon Rice. That would be crazy, BJ. You wouldn't be watching the Super Bowl. That's for sure, man. BJ, this team, maybe even you can draw a comparison to last year and the 13-game winning streak. In your opinion, is this team differently built for February and March than maybe past Leon Rice's teams?
I think they are, and I'll say this. I know you guys were talking about it yesterday and with Bob, but I agree that this winning streak is more impressive than last year's winning streak because of the fact of the places they've had to win with fans and the quality of teams they're playing. I think this 11-game streak, which is now the second longest in school history behind last year, is more impressive than last year, so I'll say that first. But, yes, I think they are because, you know, me and Prater were talking about this on the social media channels on the Bronco Nation News live show earlier, but I they don't have that Derek Alston guy where – he's going to take his 20 shots a game no matter what, whether he's 3 of 20 or 15 of 20. I like Derek Alston. He was a heck of a player, but he was going to get his shots up no matter what. And that meant taking some bad shots, and that meant in some inopportune times. And they don't have that guy. Their unselfishness this year, their ball movement, their chemistry on the court, and their depth. I mean, they've got any of the starting five. Any of the starting five, you would not be surprised if they go have a 15 or 20 point game. I mean, they just, any given night, it can be any different player. And I think that's something we're not used to having with this team where they're just so deep. And it's funny because we talk about, oh, the lack of depth is going to hurt this team. They don't have many guys coming off the bench. Well, they don't need them because the starters are pretty darn good. And so the five guys they have out there on any given night, you saw what Armouche did last night with 22 and 19. Shavers had big games. Degenhart's had 20 point games. Keyjab, obviously, and Acon. I mean, any of those guys could go off and have a huge night. And in the tournament, that's all you need. You can't rely on one or two guys. You have to have depth. You have to have guys. And so if someone's having an off night like last night, Marcus Shaver 0 for 10, somebody else like Armouche steps up and holds the fort down until he hits the big shot at the end. So, yeah, I think this team is built differently. And if this team is going to make a run into the tournament and have some success and keep this thing going, it's going to be because they don't rely on one guy. Their depth is a huge asset to them right now.
All right, BJ, I'll be the doom and gloom guy then because I have that track record of being skeptical. So how is this team going to be the same in February and March? What could doom this basketball team if we're looking ahead?
Well, you saw last night, and you know, 5 of 15 from the foul line, and now 2 of 10 of that was from Mladen Armouche himself. And as great as he is and getting to, you know, getting contact and getting to the line, he's just a terrible free throw shooter. There's really no other way around it. So I think the free throws, certainly, I mean, I'm not really going out on a limb and saying that, but Boise State, one of the worst teams in the country, 357th out of 358 teams. So there is only one team in the country that ranks worse than Boise State in free throw percentage. And just for fun, I'm going to look it up. Sam Houston State is the winner. Sam Houston State is worse than Boise State, and that's the only team. And that's the only team in the country at the foul line. So I think that really could doom them. You saw they lost the St. Louis game because they went 12 of 26 from the line. They'd be on a 12 game winning streak right now if they hadn't choked that game away at the foul line. So I think free throws, and then we did talk about depth, but I think a key injury. I mean, they have, you know, they just don't have a ton of guys off the bench. Foul trouble could hurt this team or a key injury. I mean, if all their guys are playing and out there, they're pretty darn good. But if they have a key injury and all of a sudden a Max Rice or a Najee Smith all of a sudden become a starter, I don't know if that's something that you really want to see. So I think depth, an injury, and foul shooting for me is the big one because the foul shooting has not been good. And the outside shooting as well. Last night they were 3 of 18 from three-point range until they hit those last two threes. So outside shooting and free throws I think could be an issue.
You know, it's crazy, too. BJ Raines, Bronco Nation News. Most college basketball teams in the country play 7 or 8 guys. There's very few teams that are running a depth chart of 9, 10 players all playing significant minutes. BJ, final thing for me, at San Diego State tomorrow, the Vallejas, I always say that wrong, the Vallejas, whatever it's called, you're going to be there. Talk about that atmosphere. That's a really big opportunity for this program, huh, to get a big-time win on a Saturday.
Yeah, going there last year with two empty games, it was just the most demoralizing thing. It was demoralizing, and it was tough, and certainly, just seeing no fans there, that's not any fun. The show they call the student section, it's packed, it's awesome. It's what college basketball is all about. It's one of the top arenas in the country, and it's awesome. And just to have a packed house in there tomorrow, which they're expecting, is going to be a lot of fun. And Boise State has actually had a little success there. They've won a couple games there. Last year lost that overtime game and then lost the second close game as well, but it should be a lot of fun. And man, if we'd have said going into this five-game stretch they're going to be 4-0 going into the San Diego State game, you'd take that in a heartbeat. So I think they're kind of playing with house money tomorrow. It should be a lot of fun, but I think regardless of what happens tomorrow, you feel pretty good about this team moving forward.
Safe travels. Love the coverage. Bronco Nation News, BJ Range, appreciate you, man.
Yep, have a good weekend, guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely. Gosh, that new partnership paying dividends already. Bronco Nation News, BJ, with tip-top coverage. Let's keep with college basketball here, listeners, because the western regions of college hoop, college basketball out west, I'm talking Pac-12, Mountain West, WCC, Big West, whatever, getting pretty good love in some of these rankings. Maybe we'll have a terrific March for basketball fans in the West. Let's talk about that. We come back. We're Prater in the Ballgame. This is Idaho Sports Talk on Sports Radio, The Ticket.